It was way back in the spring of 2007 that we first brought you the story of the same cafe in Denver, Colorado, where the word served as an acronym for So All May Eat. So much has changed in our world in these 13 years. What are the chances that a local kitchen dedicated to, quote, creating community through access to healthy food would still be standing? Turns out, same cafe is still going strong. Here's a look back at the heartwarming story from the State of Belief archives.
Brad Berkey is the proprietor of Same Cafe, a restaurant he opened with his wife Libby about 7 months ago. It's an unassuming little dining space on a stretch of Colfax Avenue in the downtown area. When you walk in, there's Brad behind the counter, cooking up today's menu for all to see, deep in conversation with his customers. The shop's yellow stucco walls are decorated with inspirational quotations, all dealing with the concept of giving. And then there are a list of rules, the very last rule being the one concerning payment. You could sum up that rule by saying there is no rule. No, there aren't any prices on anything. You simply pay what you think the meal is worth and what you can afford. In the cases of some customers, they pay what they can, and sometimes that doesn't mean money.
My name is Brad Berkey. I am the co-owner of the Same Cafe, So All May Eat Cafe here in Denver, Colorado. We came up with the idea, it was a progression through years of volunteering at different shelters and soup kitchens. We were cooking, we were feeding people. We loved that part, but we wanted to make that more of our life. We wanted to do more with it. This idea hit us to, what if we had a restaurant, a standalone restaurant with no prices on the menu where anybody could come in, pay what they felt was fair, and get a good healthy meal. I was, and still do, IT work. Half, 20 hours a week outside of the restaurant, and my wife's a full-time school teacher. We don't expect everyone to be able to pay restaurant-style prices. And then we also, of course, have the option of if somebody doesn't have any money and they'd like to volunteer, then they're welcome to do so. They can come and exchange an hour's worth of labor for a meal. We keep track of the number of customers and folks that come in every day, but it's totally anonymous. We don't know who's leaving what. We don't know if one person left every dime that's in the box and everybody else was eating for nothing that day, or if everybody was chipping in an exactly equal amount. And that was really important to us, is that we wanted people to be able to come in and not have to make known that they needed help. And Libby and I were both raised in Christian homes, and we were raised to volunteer and raised to give back to the community, and that's really where this all came from, was through that upbringing. But there's no religious background to the restaurant itself or to our organization. We're non-denominational. We don't have any church backing us or any organization for that matter. We're self-funded. It's our own faith that started it up, and we'll keep it going.
My name is Nancy. I live in Denver, Central Denver, about 10 blocks from here. What brought me here the very first time was an article that was in the local newspaper Westward, and I've been coming back ever since because the food is so great, and Brad is wonderful, and all the people that volunteer here are great, too.
My name is Juan Garcia. I live in Denver, Colorado, and this place, there's no cash register. You pay what you want to pay. And the food is delicious.
I'm Suzanne Magnuson from Denver. I had pizza and a Greek salad and a lemon cookie. It's delicious.
I'm a soup, salad, and pizza kind of person, which is what they have, and as well as cookies. But there's always a great choice, and everything is nutritious and organic.
Mostly organic foods, made from scratch. We do our own pizza dough. We have our own cookie recipe. The restaurant itself is very open. When you walk in, you notice that there's no walled-off kitchen where the cooks hide in the back and, you know, your food's prepared and then brought out to you, or, and you never see what's going on. We wanted to make sure that it was, you know, an open environment where, you know, we could interact with everybody who comes in. We want to know about you and about your life if you want to share.
The door really is always open. It's wide open, like it is right now, and it's always like that. And so you really just get this open feeling, and then the sunflowers on every table, it just has a very happy, warm feeling.
A woman walked in here the other day that it was her 90th birthday, and she wanted to come in and check it out because she's seen my last name, and she wondered if I was any relation to a guy that she had taught for back in Illinois in a little farm town community schoolhouse, and it turns out that was my grandpa. So, I mean, just really cool things like that, where if I was behind the wall of a kitchen, just absent from being out here in the midst with everybody, I'd probably never see that type of stuff. We have no staff here. Our staff is 100% volunteer. That's another big factor of why we've been able to stay open as long as we have, because we have people that come in, they're able to share, you know, 5 minutes or 5 hours of their day with us, helping us do a few dishes or, you know, sweep the floor. Without them, we'd be a lot harder pressed to be successful. There's this general belief that all people are going to cheat you somehow. But in our own hearts and our minds, it's most people are good. And if you give them the chance, they're going to do the right thing.
We have a link to the Same Cafe website at stateofbelief.com. I hope you'll look at it. Or you can go directly to soallmayeat.org for more information. We've been talking a lot about leadership this week. Being here at the National Leadership Gathering with the Interfaith Alliance, discussing policy with elected leaders like Governor Ritter and Mayor Hickenlooper. But you know, people like Brad and Libby Berkey show us that true leadership doesn't have to be explained or deliberated. Sometimes it's as commonplace as a slice of pepperoni pizza.
When COVID-19 restrictions came to Colorado earlier this year, the restaurant shifted to meals to go, serving four times as many people as the year before. And just like well over a decade ago, the menu still doesn't have any prices on it. Same Cafe continues as a donation-based fair exchange restaurant that serves healthy food to everyone, regardless of ability to pay. You can learn more at www.soallmayeat.org. Happy Thanksgiving, indeed.